It's been clear for some time that the Bush administration would not reach its goal of brokering a peace deal between Israelis and Palestinians before the president leaves office. But today, at an Egyptian resort on the Red Sea, the quartet of Middle East peacemakers tried to put the best face on the stalled talks that began at Annapolis last year. From Sharm el-Sheikh, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Members of the quartet, the U.S., the European Union, the United Nations, and Russia, met today and were briefed jointly by Israel's foreign minister and the Palestinian president. After a morning of meetings, quartet leaders stood in the bright sun at a luxury seaside hotel and tried to paint a picture of momentum for the Annapolis talks launched 1 year ago. Secretary of State Rice called the talks a foundation on which to build.
I believe that the Annapolis process is now the international community's answer and the party's answer to how do we finally end the conflict between Palestinians and Israelis.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israel's foreign minister Tzipi Livni reaffirmed their commitment to ongoing negotiations toward reaching a comprehensive two-state solution to the conflict. Tzipi Livni.
In comparison to what was there before Annapolis process, we can see the changes on the ground. We can see that there is hope to reach an agreement.
But political calendars and events on the ground threaten to undermine any foundation, real or imagined. Israel faces new elections in February. Livni, who has led the talks on the Israeli side, is a leading candidate for prime minister. But if she wins, she'll have to build a governing coalition that will likely include factions fiercely opposed to territorial compromise over Jerusalem and the West Bank, both key final status issues. On the Palestinian side, there's continued internal disarray and complaints the Annapolis process has not resulted in changes on the ground. Israel has expanded Jewish settlements in the West Bank since Annapolis, and few illegal settler outposts have been dismantled. The quartet's Middle East envoy, Tony Blair, today cited Palestinian economic and security reform in the West Bank as a positive base, and he urged the incoming Obama administration to make peace efforts a foreign policy priority from the start.
So there's a foundation it can be built on, it has to be built on, and it has to be built on by treating this issue as of fundamental importance, not just to this region, but to the world, from the first day of the next administration.
Mustafa Barghouti, an independent Palestinian lawmaker, says he hopes President-elect Obama will restore the image of the U.S. as an honest broker in Mideast talks.
I hope he will realize that the United States, the image of the United States, cannot change positively in the Middle East and in the Arab world and in the Islamic world unless there is a change of American policy. The Americans cannot continue to be so biased to Israel.
And in a further sign of the many obstacles ahead, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon today voiced concern that the tenuous truce in Gaza between Israel and Hamas is at risk of unraveling amid new fighting. He urged both sides to reaffirm the informal ceasefire. Also, Egyptian efforts to reunite rival Palestinian factions collapsed Saturday. A reconciliation meeting scheduled for tomorrow in Cairo between Hamas and Fatah was canceled amid finger-pointing and accusations of bad faith. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.